It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen's back on the line with the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going good, Dustin. How are you?
Pretty good. Where was this weather in September, late September, early October, where we could have used it and actually got the beans in on time, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, now we're almost worrying about them getting too dry now.
Just a little bit. So, you know, coming into the cooperative, have you seen any seen decent yields out there? Or do you know right offhand, or is it been average, or how's it looking?
I think it's a pretty good year overall. You know, there's definitely some variance, and depending where you're at and how wet it was or how dry we got at certain key parts of the summer. So it's kind of all over the board, but I'd say for the most part, it's on the bean side, it's a pretty good year.
Now, has anybody, I know I've seen a few fields opening up corn, but I don't know if they're just storing at home. Are you seeing any corn coming in yet or not?
Just starting to trickle in here. I think it was, you know, the moisture was pretty high. It was pretty wet, and guys, you know, are definitely waiting for it to dry down a little bit. But I would say the next couple days here will take care of a lot of that. So
yeah,
we should be able to roll pretty heavily next week.
Yeah, I know, and hopefully this rain that they're talking for Saturday isn't a lot. I know we had the people on from Extension earlier this week, and they're saying, you know, root rot is kind of a problem in some cornfields in southwest Minnesota, and definitely don't want to see that, you know, don't want to see things get any wetter or slow it down anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right, especially, you know, the stocks and stuff with the wind coming up here tomorrow. But hopefully all goes well, and we can start seeing some good corn yields next week.
All right, so what's going on here this week?
You know, in the markets, it's been a slow week, really, you know, kind of back and forth all over. We had a little excitement at the end of last week in the bean market anyway. You know, we had a real good Thursday and Friday after the USDA report, and along with maybe some concerns in South America with their weather, little planting delays there in Brazil. But, you know, I'd say market-wise going this week, there was some concern, you know, that the bean harvest was behind, and corn harvest is really behind the five-year average and last year. But I'd say for beans, you know, this weather this week nationwide, I think that alleviates any concerns there. I mean, it just has to be an absolutely huge harvest week for beans here in the U.S. And, you know, actually considering that, you know, think of how many beans are getting taken out this week and hauled into elevators or processors or, you know, end users, and, you know, to have beans hold in there like they have and really not fall to seasonal pressure or anything like that, I think it's a decent sign. You know, we've seen some good support coming from export sales and stuff like that. And, you know, the weather looks good for corn, like I had mentioned, you know, the next couple weeks. You know, there's maybe some rain shots here and there in different parts of the country, including us, this weekend and maybe into later next week, they're talking. But overall, the 8 to 14 day maps show warmer than normal and dry. So I think that should help move this corn harvest along and kind of pick up the pace there. So maybe, you know, as we move into some seasonal pressure time and in the corn market, you know, don't be surprised to see that. But, you know, if you look back at last year from today, you know, October 19th to where until the November USDA report last year, December corn traded in a 14-cent trading range from the high to the low. You know, and until that contract went off at the end of November there, December corn was in a 24-cent trading range, trickling lower, you know, with the high of that range coming about right now. So last year, mid-October was the highest corn price you saw, at least futures-wise, until we got to about the 1st of January or as we started the new year. So, you know, keep that in mind. That's seasonally what we saw last year with a big crop. On the bean side, a little more volatility there. You know, between now and the end of the year last year, beans traded in a 90-cent trading range from the high to the low. The low there was 975, and the high was 1065, if you look back at the January contract there. But if you look at those times where we hit the highs and lows in those next couple months moving after harvest here, You could find and look at your slow stochastic indicators, and it really correlates to your peaks and valleys in that trading range if we were over 80% or below 20%. So something to watch going forward. I think it's definitely a decent tool, you know, at least that could help aid in making a few selling decisions there. So
outside of any major changes in the harvest season here, what else is going to be driving the markets next week?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll watch South American weather a little bit. They're still dry in Brazil. They're, you know, maybe some of that premium has come out a little bit just because they're talking rain late next week or towards the end of the month in Brazil. You know, we have to see it to believe it, though. You know, there's still time for that to go away. I think to a point, demand's been really good, but bean demand is expected to be just huge this year, so we have a lot of work to do to keep up with that. So, you know, I think besides U.S. yield changes or anything like that, you know, we're going to need a little hiccup in South America. So this is kind of the first step there. It's their planting season in their key areas. And, you know, if the rains stay away, maybe you start to see a little premium there. So, you know, obviously that'll be a key point to watch besides our yields. Other than that, you know, just looking at some resistance points on corn, December corn, 342.5 is your contract low, and 356 is going to be a key resistance point. On beans, 975, if we drift lower on the November contract, will be support with resistance at 1003, and then your big resistance at 1019 and 3/4. So those will be areas to watch, Dustin.
All right, Jalen. Well, we'll see how things pan out next week, and hopefully we'll have corn getting close to being wrapped up, or at least well underway here, and depending on how the rain falls out here this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be a good feeling.
All right. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.